And right now, I want to know a bit more about what happened to our Storm. Now, I know we shouldn't get too close to some of the football teams because we need to be neutral.
We may have had a few
but the Melbourne
players
Storm,
out, George.
Well, all right. It's you would have thought we'd prepare accordingly. We've got the best coach in the world, Craig Bellamy. And we've got Gilbert Gardner from the Herald Sun, who is the Melbourne Storm reporter. You know, we don't set... We don't just go to anybody to get an
Gilbert's
update.
All so Gilbert, over the NRL.
Gilbert, what yeah, boys, what in heaven's name happened?
Oh, look, it's just a forgive run. Let's be honest.
Mate, it was the enormity of the loss. It's 22-6 to Parramatta, no less.
But it was for 50 minutes, it was 6 all there. In 10 minutes to go in the second, in the first half, through to the end of the game. It was a real heart stopper there for a while. But look, the damage was done early. And of course, the Eagles at full strength, they were just too strong.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, as I said, Gilbert, the names of Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, Will Chambers, Glasby, and Cameron Munster, you take them out of any team you might struggle a little bit.
Oh, no doubt. And you add Jordan McLean to that, who's out with a hamstring injury, a big boy, big enforcer, like a block of flats running at you. he was out.
Mate, I'd be sidestepping really quickly. If I saw a block of flats coming my way, I'd do the Danukian shuffle. Left and then right off the pitch. Thank you very much.
And look, poor old Chase Blair, he got injured in the first half as well. They were really battered up. But I guess it was just the most disappointing part was the way they started the game. They were really flat. Mm. They were sort of ambushed in a sense. And I guess the Eels didn't want to take anything for granted. So they hit them hard and made the result.
There were some interesting results, but I suppose we should temper everything, as you did at the very, very beginning, by mentioning yet again that Wednesday night, it's Origin 3. And
that's right,
we should have a reverb, sound effect in the background. As I say, Origin 3, as you go, 3-3-3.
Well, of course, it's a time-honoured clash, the Melbourne Maroons versus the New South Wales Blues.
That's right. Mate, if you're a Queenslander, it's Maroons. Yeah? Everyone else wants to say Maroons. We're not marooned on any island. It's Queensland, the Maroons, taking on the New South Wales Blues.
Well, let's be honest. The Queensland Maroons, whichever side of the tracks you're from, probably wouldn't be able to win the game if it wasn't for our boys. So,
correct.
Look, I'm really looking forward to the game. It's going to be a massive one. And potentially the last end. Will we see Smith, Slater, Cronk again in Maroons jumpers? Who knows?
Yeah, the sad part about all that, Gilbert, is it'll be a Thurston-less State of Origin team for Queensland.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, Cam Munster slots into the six, so another Melbourne, or Rockhampton boy originally. Excuse me if you can hear the birds in the background, boys.
We like special effects, mate. We like special effects.
Hillsville Sanctuary.
Yeah. on a bit of a trail walk at the minute, between train tracks and some sort of flock of crows, actually.
But, half your luck, Gilbert.
Are you telling me that the Herald Sun doesn't have a taxi voucher to get you?
No. It's part of pre-season training. Storm have a bye this week, so I thought I'd get out, pound the pavement a bit.
So that's why you sound a little breathless.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't the football loss. It's you just running around and feeling it.
Yeah, well, look, we're 8Ks into a 20K walk, so we're going pretty well at the minute. But I digress. No, look, Cam Munster, I think he's going to be... he'll be a bit of a surprise packet. Craig Bellamy could not speak highly enough for the kid. Really tough player, a natural footballer. You'll hear Craig say that all the time. And if Craig Bellamy says he won't let you down, well, I'm willing to trust him.
No, we'll back that up. And we trust Gilbert Gardner when he tells us what's happening in the world of rugby league. The NRL, an interesting round, but as you say, everything's been affected by the great big game coming up on Wednesday night.
And in other results, Gilbert, Sydney Roosters 14, down South Sydney Rabbitohs 12, and Penrith... They knocked over Manly 16-8.
Yeah, Panthers are awesome.
Yeah, look, just get on the Storm wagon, boys. They're going to be really strong. Second half, they're actually cherry ripe because I think what we forget this year, and it's a bit different to previous years, the Origin boys haven't been playing after Origin either, so they're really rested up. I think it'll be a really good second half of the year.
All right, well, we're going to let you take a rest. Thank you very much for joining us. Gilbert Gardner, the Herald Sun Melbourne Storm reporter. It's 9.52, which means we're very close to the 10 o'clock news spot, and Finey and Kearney will be coming. But when we come back after this break, a chance to reflect on the glory days of the football when the full forwards reign supreme.